Video exploring the SOLIDWORKS 2016 interface. SOLIDWORKS mechanical design and automation software allows users to create 2D drawings as well as feature-based, fully associative parametric models of parts and assemblies. In the video tutorial above and with the graphics below, we'll explore the user interface of SOLIDWORKS 2016. Upon opening SOLIDWORKS, users will find a task pane on the right. Users can minimize it by clicking anywhere in the application window. If users need to access it again, just click on any of the icons in the pane. A menu bar can be located at the top of the window. Menu items are expanded when a user hovers over the SOLIDWORKS logo. Here we can see File, View, Tools and Help. If users want to make these permanently visible, just click on the pin icon. Users are able to create and open up documents as well as check the system options in this area. In the right corner, users can close the application, maximize or minimize the window, or stretch the display across multiple monitors. Additionally, users can find the Help menu, which provides access to tutorials, the What's New PDF, the Check for Updates option, and License Managing options. The SOLIDWORKS search item allows users to find information in documentation and forums through SOLIDWORKS Help or the My SOLIDWORKS website. Under My SOLIDWORKS, users have options that provide access to the SOLIDWORKS knowledge base and other categories. Users must simply check the categories in which they would like to search. Users can also locate information by running commands or locating it manually in the user interface. For example, if I were to locate a command or menu item that had the word new, a drop-down menu automatically populates and I can locate them by selecting the eyeglasses icon. A red arrow will appear indicating the location of the item. Document interface. Users can open a new part document by clicking on the new icon on the menu bar. SOLIDWORKS will prompt users with three document types. Part, assembly and drawing are the three default SOLIDWORKS templates. If users select the advanced setting, they can access tutorials and templates they have customized. For this walkthrough, we will select the default part document and click OK. The user interface will then appear. In the document window, you will have the graphics area where users will view and interact with a model. A heads-up view toolbar is at the top of this area and a feature manager design tree is on the left. A status bar can be found at the bottom of the window, below the reference triad. The command manager can be found at the very top of the window. All of these features are highlighted in the graphic above. If you do not have SOLIDWORKS, you can get a free 30-day trial from the following link, http://solidworks.com/sw/purchase/solidworkstrial.htm. To find more tutorial videos like the ones shown above, visit myagt.com. About the author, Edwin Allen Gavidia, IT has a mechanical engineering degree from the University of Colorado and is a SOLIDWORKS subject matter expert and technical writer for iGetIT with 8+ years of experience. In his free time, he enjoys fixing iPhones, laptops, building computers, and fixing anything that comes his way.